Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, and most importantly, my wisdom of well-being wombats, welcome. And of course, welcome back to Well-Being and Your Wallet. We know there's limitless podcast options out there for you to listen to, so we appreciate you spending your time with us today. We have a fun one ahead of us. But before we hop, skip, and jump into it, let me just introduce myself real quick. I'm Grant Gallagher. I'm head of well-being here at Affinity Federal Credit Union. But even more importantly, let me pass it over to my co-wombat in well-being, who when I told him what we were talking about today, which is the purge, he had a bat in hand with shockingly fast speed, and he started yelling, "Let's do this," over and over again. So he's really into today's topic. I think there might have been some communication about what sort of purge we're talking about, but it's Sean Lubitz. Sean, say hi to the folks.
Thank you, Grant. Yeah, I feel like there's a movie out there that's a similar name. But yes, happy to be joining you once again. For those joining us for the first time, my name is Sean Lubitz. I'm the Vice President of Retail Branching here at Affinity Federal Credit Union. But again, always happy to spend some time with Mr. Grant Gallagher here.
Thank you, Sean. We always love having you on. And, you know, I think it's going to be a fun topic today. You know, a little bit of self-reflection today. I hope you're ready to share with our audience your dirty financial secrets and, you know, what we're planning to do to make it a little bit better.
I'm ready.
But, you know, before we kind of jump into the meat and potatoes of today, let's just do a quick icebreaker. You know, what are some specific spending habits that you've broken or changed to align with your financial goals or resolutions this year?
Ooh, so again, looking at this question, right? I wanted to make sure, brutally honest, right? To your point, the purge and kind of what do we do to set ourselves up for success in 2024? The one thing that I'm going to be way more conscious of in 2024 is identifying kind of triggers that lead to bad spending habits. Yep. Right. I am someone that my wife always jokes and says, "Oh, like vacation Sean, right? We'll get vacation Sean this weekend," or "when we go on vacation, we'll have, you know, the Sean that's not worried about that, not worried about money," to an extent. But trying to make sure that I kind of stay within my means, even during those high times of, especially, you know, now as it's, you know, going to be 75 degrees, 80 degrees outside and the sun is shining, obviously it puts people in a better mood. Yep. Typically when I'm in a really good mood, that's my go-to is like, "Hey, where do we want to go for dinner? Where do we want to go sit outside and have a drink? Let's go shopping for the kids." So again, just trying to be more conscious and understand that nice weather, good days are ahead of us, but not putting myself in a financial burden just because I'm happy because of the weather or, you know, on vacation somewhere where it's beautiful.
It's true. It's so much easier to pull out your wallet when you got that pep in your step, when things are going good, when you're feeling good. You know, you don't want to worry about stuff and you want to just keep going, keep the vibe going. So I get that. You know, mine is a little bit different. Even though I'm a relatively money conscious and frugal individual, I do enjoy my discount shopping. So like, I'm always looking for deals. I'm always looking for things that are on sale or, you know, inexpensive, but I think I do have a little bit of a problem that when things are like stupidly cheap, like it's like 50% off or like under $20, I'm like, I'm doing it.
Too good of a deal to let pass.
Exactly. But then I do that, you know, 2-3 times a day. I do it, you know, 5-10 times a week. It really starts to add up to real money. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that I looked at for this example is every year Peacock has a sale where it's only $2 a month. You know, you have to subscribe for the year and it's like 60 or 70% off. And I'm like, this is awesome. Like, it's so cheap. How can I afford not to? And then I think back and I'm like, I think I literally watched something on Peacock like twice last year. So even though it's only like $25 all in, that's like $12 per thing that I'm watching. And there's no way in a million years I would pay for the random things that I did watch those couple of times on Peacock.
No, so, even just to add to that, I think, again, when I talk about, for me, right, and, you know, it being nice outside and you're excited, what makes it even more difficult for me is when there's a need, and I'll put that in air quotes, not that anybody could see it, but when there's the need of something that arises, like outdoor speakers for your patio. Amazon and different online shopping tools make it so easy to make that purchase and not think twice about it in the moment. So again, trying to curb the enthusiasm a little bit, make sure, you know, is this something I really need, or is this a, me and Grant talked about it while sitting outside on the patio.
Yep.
It'd be great if there was some music out here. Give me 30 seconds and speakers will be here tomorrow.
Yep.
Not necessarily needed, but just trying to make sure, again, curb the enthusiasm a little bit and make sure that there's smart purchases that are being made.
And Sean, I can't tell you the number of times that I have hopped on Amazon with, like, I'm just going to drop a few bucks, and then I go down the rabbit hole of limitless choices, and by the time I'm at the other end, I'm like, oh, well, you know, decent speakers are way cheaper than, like, $500 speakers. So even though I came in and I was only going to spend like $20, now $50 doesn't seem so bad. Yep. And I've already overspent just because I have that terrible context effect and I went down the Amazon shopping rabbit hole. Yeah. And it's just like you get sucked in by that anchoring of like, oh, well, you know, this super high end one is so much more than what I'm actually looking at. So I don't feel so bad about spending more than I really should.
Yes, when, and shameless, you know, plug again for our Visa Signature card, our cashback rewards card, because that 5% cashback at Amazon at all times definitely comes in handy in those situations as well.
Yeah. And the other thing I do want to mention real quick too is just, it's just being mindful of not spending on things that I'm not going to use or I'm just not going to use all that much. And going back to what I was talking about before, you know, I enjoy a video game now and again. And those who are familiar with this space know that Steam puts on usually like a seasonal sale for every season. Mm-hmm. And there are some games that wind up being like stupid cheap, like $5, sometimes even less, like 90% off. Well, I then have such a backlog of games because, you know, as a parent of two small girls, don't have a lot of time to game. I treasure the time I do, but it is not bountiful at all. So I have this backlog of probably like 20, 30 games that I'm sitting on, and just spending $5 to have it sit in my library and me not touch it, it's not doing any good. You know, by the time I got to it, it's probably going to be like $1 instead of $5. So didn't need to spend that money.
That's a good point.
So anyway, that brings us back to our topic at hand today. You know, we're talking about just looking back on our spending habits, what we can do to improve our financial situation. You know, looking back on last year, you know, now that we're comfortably in 2024, how are we doing so far? You know, what have we learned in the last 3 months, 4 months? What did we learn from our behaviors last year? What are we going to do differently? What are we keeping an eye on? Subscriptions are always, you know, square in the center of our target when we're talking about things you can purge. And then potentially with those savings, doesn't necessarily mean just putting more back in your wallet or towards your retirement or towards your emergency fund. Maybe it's moving that money to be more meaningful and impactful towards boosting your well-being overall. You know, when I'm looking back, now that we're kind of over the emotional highs and lows of holiday spending too, you know, what could we have done better around that area? You know, what wasn't worth it? I mean, you know, at the time, it's very easy to think something's worth it. But then when you look back, you're like, there really wasn't there.
Yeah.
And then looking forward a little bit, what are we thinking about in terms of vacation planning? You know, what are we going to do to be careful about our spending there? So with that kind of overview, you know, Sean, put down the crowbar. And let's get ready to talk about the financial purge.
Let's do it.
All right. So jumping right into it, you know, while reviewing your finances, what were some of the things that you bought last year that you're like, nah, not again this year. We're switching it up.
So one of my flaws, if you will, is I will go out and think that I'm a handy person or have the great idea of being a handy person, right? So to your point, you find a great discount on, say, used furniture, right? Yep. Used kitchen table or whatever it might be, an end table. And I'm like, that would be beautiful. I can redo that, right? I can sand that down. I can restain it. I can make it look amazing. And then it sits in my garage and it takes up space for a very long time before we eventually just get rid of it. I've done that with multiple different pieces of furniture. We have a small electric dirt bike, if you will, for the kids that needed a little bit of work. I feel like I made it worse, in all honesty. I think it's more broken now than it was when I got it. But making sure that I'm just being, again, more mindful of those purchases. Like, am I really going to have the time or the dedication? Again, in the moment sounds great. But am I really going to have the time to be able to go back, take my time with that piece of furniture, for instance, and completely redo it, which would look amazing. But
to many of our listeners out there, if you're feeling personally attacked right now, you are not alone, because I feel like Sean is peeking into my garage right now with those two Adirondack chairs that have just been sitting there waiting to be restained and refinished for going on 2.5 years now.
Yep.
But this is my year, Sean. I'm going to do it.
I'm telling you, it is worth it. And we've talked about it on prior episodes, finding those good deals and then putting a little elbow grease into it. You know, you can make things look as good as new, better than new. But the idea of I'm going to get to it, I'm going to get to it. And then 2.5 years later, yep, I'm going to get to it. I'm trying to be, again, more conscious of that in 2024. I don't need more things that are going to stress me out every time I walk past them.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's a great one. My biggest one for this year is childcare. You know, last year was the first year we sent our girls to summer camp, and we were like, okay, my wife will have more free time. And it was all well and good in theory, but then she wanted to take them on trips. She wanted to do things with her friends, and they all have kids too. So they were, you know, we wound up paying for the full summer, and then we only wound up sending them maybe 2 to 3 days a week with all the other things going on. Well, looking back on it, we have my brother and sister-in-law that live a few minutes away. The grandma and grandpa live a few minutes away. So we could, in theory, you know, do a little bit of child sharing where, you know, we drop them off. I mean, there's nothing wrong with using your family. They love to see the grandkids. So, I mean, in essence, we could get the same effect of what we did last year for free. Yep. And I mean, I do have to put the disclaimer out there. My wife is a teacher. She's not just ditching work to go out and you know, go on field trips with her friends. But you know, that's one of the things where the value just wasn't there. And I mean, childcare is just astronomically expensive. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if we can find other ways to save a few bucks, or quite a few bucks in this case, we're going to do it. It just makes a lot of sense. And, you know, it also gives our kids a chance to see their grandparents more, their cousins more. You know, I think that benefit is also a big value that you can't really put a price tag on.
And for payment to the parents, to refinished Adirondack chairs for outside sounds amazing, Grant. I think that's very well worth it at that point. I know you brought up subscriptions before, right? Yeah. I feel like we've talked about subscriptions a lot. But what hit me the other day is, again, when I talk about 70 degrees, 75 degrees and sunny outside, we are just outside more as a family, right? Yeah. We're not inside watching TV as much as we did over the winter. It stays light outside a little bit longer now. So we're just outside more. We're not in front of a TV. So just even looking at subscriptions, we had a streaming TV provider that we got more or less for NFL games, right?
Yep.
NFL season's over. We really realized that we don't really use it other than watching NFL games.
Yeah.
So why keep that subscription going in through the spring, even through the summer, when we know that we're going to be outside more? We're not going to get a lot of value for it. So cancel that subscription, revisit it again in August, September timeframe. See if it makes sense.
Are you sure that they're going to still take your money if you cancel them? I mean,
They will gladly take my money after I cancel, and probably get a better deal on it, to be honest with you. I think looking at the subscriptions, how much you watch TV, again, I'll speak from my experience, but I would be willing to bet a lot of the listeners out there are the same way. You're going to be at home on a couch watching TV much more in the winter than you are in the summer.
Yeah.
So again, just looking at those subscriptions, what are you really watching in spring, summer months? And can you cancel them for 6 months? And if you can, save that money and then revisit again in the fall when it starts to cool down a little bit.
And I mean, that's the reality behind, I mean, almost anything that's a subscription, they always have a win back offer. So if you're on the fence about it, go ahead and cancel it and see what they have to offer you. You know, one, you might not miss it. Two, if you do miss it, you might get a better price than what you're paying in the first place. So there really isn't a lot of downside. You know, and don't, you know, I think the biggest advice here is, you know, don't become apathetic. Don't be lazy about it. I add a subscription to Trade Coffee, which is like kind of a fancier coffee where they send it to you by mail. And when I did the math, it, you know, came out pretty close to what I was already spending on coffee. So it wasn't a big deal. But then I started to get a backlog, and then I started to get ones that I didn't really like. And then, you know, it started to get to the point where I'm like, you know, I'm actually really not that adventurous in the type of coffee that I like, you know. Turns out, while I do, you know, like to grind my own beans and have a slightly fancier coffee machine,
you know what you like.
At the end of the day, I'm a basic Colombian bean boy. You know, the Costco Colombian beans are pretty good, and that's all I need. So I was like, you know what, Trade Coffee, sorry. You know, when I get the itch for something different, I'll call you guys up. But and again, to my previous point, when I canceled, they came back and they're like, hey, how about you pay like half price for the next couple months? And I was like, nah. I already have too many bags of coffee anyway. So let's talk a little bit about resolutions. You know, how are your resolutions coming?
They're coming. Okay. I feel like every year, you know, we start pretty good beginning of January. Hey, new year, new financial me, right? And then things start to slip. Then I said before, you get 70 degree sunny Sean, who feels a little more adventurous, wants to, you know, be a little less frugal and spend a little bit of money. But I think overall the biggest thing for me this year, and I've been pretty good with it, is again hitting the pause button on purchases. Do I really need this, or is this something I want right now? And tomorrow I wouldn't even think about it, right? I wouldn't even think about the outdoor speakers again for another 3 months. So trying to just make sure when those situations come up, and it is like, again, very easy to make that purchase, is it something we really need? Is it something we even really want, or is it just an in the moment type purchase? And I feel like we've been doing pretty well with that in 2024 so far. So being a little more frugal in those areas. And I will be very honest with you, a lot of times where I would have bought something, I'm not really thinking about it again. Mm. A week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, even months later at this point. So it has helped.
The habit's kicking in.
A little bit, yeah. It's helping.
Nice. Yeah, mine's a little bit of a upside and a downside. You know, my two big ones that I was looking at were saving more towards summer vacation. So when it comes that, because I always underestimate how much a summer vacation is going to cost. So I'm trying to be a little bit more proactive and put more away ahead of time. And then the other one is make better use of my physical well-being spending. Well, summer vacation saving is going great. Better use of my physical well-being spending, not so great. Still haven't canceled that gym membership. Still haven't made it there. I am trying to eat a little bit healthier, but you know, I'm still just throwing away $10 a month, you know, making that donation to the gym.
They know that limit where it's enough to kind of forget about it a little bit every month.
Yeah.
I've made many a gym donations in my lifetime for sure, and had the ideas of even, you know, we'll make the gym equipment come home. We're more likely to use it in our home versus going to the gym. And then once clothes start getting hung on it, or it goes in the other room that you don't use anymore, all good ideas. But that takes a lot of commitment.
Yeah. I mean, listen, ideal Grant is still going to the gym 2 to 3 times a week. It's still the intent is still there. The actual follow through. It's going to happen one day. You'll see it, Sean.
I'm rooting for you.
I appreciate that. All right. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, what sort of actionable tips or steps our listeners can go through to do their own financial purge. You know, what do you think about in terms of, you know, how do you get started? Let's start there.
So again, I know we've talked about this a lot on this podcast, but understanding your spending is huge, right? You need to know where you're spending money before you can take any action to save money, right? Yep. Or reduce spending, for that matter. So again, understanding your budget, really looking at how much you're bringing in each month, how much you're spending, what are you spending it on, right? Is it your rent or mortgage? Is it your car payment, insurance, all the necessities? Or is it those Amazon purchases, you know, where you're going through and you're buying the things you don't really need, but you want in the moment? Once you really understand your spending, I know we've talked about even just coffee on the way into work every day, right? For me, when I was thinking about this, it's really making sure you're setting yourself up not to fail. Yeah. So I think some people say, I need to basically quit cold turkey, right? I need to stop this now for all of 2024 to get myself in a good situation. If you're someone that you know that just does not work, right? You've tried it with other things and it just does not work. Try the alternate route, right? Try to take baby steps, get those little wins, and then build off of it. If you're someone who has that personality or that mentality and that works for you, where you can make the decision and you can say, nope, starting today, you know, it stops now, good for you. And that's amazing. And then you know you're setting yourself up to succeed. But I think being just very self-aware of what's going to work for you. You don't want to set yourself up to, you know, to fail and then be, you know, more stressed out about the financial situation.
100%. You know, you have to be honest with yourself. And the reality is a hard stop is pretty much the hardest way to adapt to any sort of new behavior. I mean, like you said, unless that's the way that you normally do things, that is going to be a system shock to anybody else. And I mean, you know, let's be real. If you're talking about something like coffee, it is addictive. You're going to have a real hard time adapting that next day when you don't have that caffeine. Yeah. So yeah, be honest with yourself. You know, be realistic. Don't expect to do anything in a day or a week or even a month. You know, things take time. It takes time to adapt. It takes time to become comfortable with your new reality. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just think about what's a realistic approach to succeeding. You know, and another thing that you want to do is when you're looking at your overall financial situation, look at everything. You know, going back to my previous example, don't just give something a pass because it's just a few dollars. Because when it's just a few dollars here, just a few dollars there, it really adds up. And then it becomes a lot of money. It becomes a significant expense. So, you know, even if it's just a couple bucks, does it matter getting rid of it? And at the end of the year, you know, that could be a nice chunk of change in your wallet.
Yeah, absolutely. Just planning, right? And again, we've talked about it before, but coffee is coffee. I'm with you. I'm a big coffee person, right? Mm-hmm. So I want my coffee a certain way. I do enjoy picking it up on the way to work. I have coffee at home on the weekends, and that's fine. But part of my routine is absolutely stopping and grabbing a coffee. But if you're someone who is drinking something more, I'll say generic, right? Like a water or an energy drink.
Yep.
Going out to the store and buying a case of water or a case of energy drinks, keeping them at home and grabbing it on your way out versus stopping every day.
Yep.
That will absolutely save you some money. And I know that's one of those things too. If you're like me, I've stopped. I'm like, all right, I'm going to grab this drink. I really should buy a case of this, right? It would save me so much money. You go about your day, farthest thing from a priority for you at that point. Next day when you stop, you think the same thing. So it really is just, again, kind of developing that habit to make sure that you take the little steps. Because again, you're not losing anything at that point, right? Yeah. That's a win. So again, taking the little steps, making sure when you do go shopping, you're looking at it from all angles about how you can, you know, save a couple dollars here, a couple dollars there. It does add up.
Yeah. And that's something that I've done for myself where I don't drink a lot of soda, but every day at lunch, I like to have a Coke Zero with it.
Yep.
Well, if I buy it in the office or going out to eat or anything, it's probably going to cost me like $2 to $3. Whereas if I buy a case of it from Costco, order off of Amazon, buy it when it's on sale, it's probably like 25 to 50 cents. So I do have a constant stock of it. And, you know, yeah, people might look at me funny when I buy my lunch but bring my soda. But, you know, that's $2 to $3. That's every day. That really adds up over time.
I was going to say, and think about it this way. Let's say that's, I don't know, $40 a month.
Yeah.
We'll say even $30 to be conservative a month. What is that, $360 a year? Just by buying a case of Coke Zero instead of buying it out every day.
Sean, that's six $5 Steam games that I could buy and not play.
There you go. That's the stain for the Adirondack chairs for you.
Yeah. There we go.
But it does. All those. It sounds insignificant. And I know, too, people probably, there might be listeners out there, you know, we deal with people on a daily basis. They might almost be embarrassed to say, well, I'm not gonna worry about a dollar, right? Like, what's the big deal? It's a dollar. It adds up. And when you start to do that on multiple levels, right? So whether it be the Coke Zero or it's something else that you cut out or buy in bulk, all those things add up. You can save a significant amount of money. Talk about just even a small trip every year. Yeah. I would be willing to bet a lot of the listeners, if there was little bits and pieces that they navigated a little bit differently in their daily spending habits, you could look at it as you would save enough money throughout the year to treat yourself to go somewhere pretty nice on a little mini vacation.
Yep. And actually you bring up another thing by mentioning daily spending habits. When you're looking at your finances, you got to make sure you're looking at it on a even playing field. You know, don't look at a daily expense here and a weekly expense here and a monthly expense here. You got to look at them all on an even playing field. Look at everything on a monthly basis. Look at everything on a weekly basis. Whatever basis you're looking at it on, make sure it's even. Because then you might be like, wow, you know, I'm spending $200 a month on coffee. Maybe that's a little bit more important that I cut back on than X or Y. You know,
good point.
And it's different to everybody. I mean, if the value is there, if that one type of coffee that costs you $5 a day is, you know, what really keeps you going, then sure, you know, that's what's important to you. But it's all about just making sure that what you're paying for is of value to you. It's not just something where you could get an alternative or you could get something cheaper. You know, Sean, maybe the habit of getting your coffee on your way to work is what you like, and maybe you could go to a Dunkin' Donuts, or maybe you could go to a Panera, or you could go to somewhere else where you're still having that habit of getting your coffee on the way in, but it's cheaper than what you're doing.
Absolutely. It does add up. I like the point of looking at it, you know, in a similar way, right? So that dollar a day, great, that's a dollar a day. Most people would say, eh, whatever. But when it's $25-$30 a month, and you put it in perspective and look at it from, again, the same time frame from all of these different purchases, it could be a subscription, right? The subscription's $20 a month or your Coke Zero. You
know, Sean, I could find a lot of things to do with $365.
Yeah. I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you. And that's only the tip of the iceberg with all the, again, all the other pieces that we could look at from a budgeting standpoint and, again, how we can cut some costs in different ways.
Yeah.
But it adds up.
Yeah, definitely. All right. You know, before we wrap this up and go over to our member mailbag, do you have any final thoughts for our audience?
No, my biggest thing for everybody is just, again, be self-aware. What you know you better than anybody else. So what's the best way to set yourself up for success and be very honest with yourself? Trying to cut too deep too quick and then failing almost sometimes can put people in a worse situation when they bounce out of that than they even started with. So again, just be open and honest with yourself. And again, do whatever you can to set yourself up for success, even if it is little wins and you chip away at it. That's still a win.
I love it. My final comment is actually, believe it or not, I do have accounts and financial services outside of Affinity. I know it's a shocker to you, Sean. But you should also take this as an opportunity to purge your finances. And what that means is, do you maybe have some money sitting in a Venmo account or a Cash App account? Well, a lot of the times you're not earning any interest on that balance. So why are you leaving that money there? You know, transfer it over to your Affinity account where you're earning some interest. Make better use of it.
I can't tell you enough how many times we have conversations with members or even just myself with friends outside of work where they are not looking at the interest that they're earning, to your point. They might have a significant amount of money in a savings account or, you know, not such a significant amount of money. But again, every penny counts. And when you're earning 0.05% on an account, it's a very big difference than earning 4% on our Smart Start savings account. So again, looking at those things and again, taking that into consideration also helps just from a savings perspective. You know, if you're going to cut costs and spending, make sure you're getting the most out of your savings as well.
Yeah. People got so used to earning nothing on their savings that that habit of not paying attention kind of kicked in, but we're in a whole different world for the last year or even more. So think about that. Think about where your money's sitting. Think about what interest it's paying, because it can really add up, especially over a full year.
Yeah.
All right. So let's crack open the member mailbag and dig on in. A reminder that if you have a question or a comment for a future member mailbag segment, you can send it to us at AffinityFCU on Facebook or X/Twitter with the hashtag member mailbag. All right. Today's member comment is, while going to Starbucks was my daily highlight, a financial review revealed its huge impact on my bank account. I received a coffee machine for Christmas, and I am certain using it would benefit my finances. However, these daily visits are part of my routine, and I look forward to them. Is it that damaging to continue? Would this choice significantly affect my overall financial well-being? Sean, what do you think?
I'm a big routine person. I'll be very honest with you. So and we've talked about it, every situation is a little different, right? So it's hard to answer super specific in this situation. But what I would say is this, it depends on you and your finances, but I get routine. If your routine is stopping for that coffee every morning, is there a way you could build another routine into your morning, right? So what I mean by that is, you have a coffee maker that you receive for Christmas or a gift. So maybe waking up in the morning, making yourself a cup of coffee. And again, it's nice outside, right? I'll continue to say that. Sit outside for 5 minutes and just enjoy the weather when it's a nice day out. Kind of relax, drink your coffee outside, get ready, go to work. And that's your new routine when it is nice outside, right? It's not always going to be nice when it's a rainy day. Hey, you know what? I'm going to stop on my way in today and grab myself a cup of coffee. But you almost have to reprogram and create a new routine in order to help you. Because I totally get it. If that's part of the routine is stopping and you just completely eliminate that from your morning, it almost feels like you're missing something.
Yeah. And I would challenge them to kind of zoom in and examine the routine. What part of it is of value to them? Is it the social interaction with people at the coffee shop? Is it the coffee itself? Is it that they just like having something that maybe breaks up their commute and then they have something to sip on while they're sitting in traffic? You know, all of those things you could probably figure out alternatives to, you know, and maybe it just truly is like, you know, their coffee gets cold if they don't pick it up along the way, and spending a few bucks to get a better mug, you know, that keeps it hot along the way is the solution. So, you know, the coffee machine could still be the solution. It's just kind of figuring out what is a value in that routine and what are the alternatives and would they work? You know, I have a Panera Sip subscription, and I use that almost every day because I pick up a iced tea or a coffee on my way back from dropping my kids off at daycare. And you know what? Is it the best coffee? Is it the best iced tea? No, but it is part of my routine and I enjoy it and it's affordable, that, you know, it's something I'm going to keep doing. And, you know, if you compare that against getting a cup of coffee from Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts, it is exponentially more affordable. So just think about what the alternatives are. And if it truly is like you do want to stop at a place and get something, there's cheaper options out there.
Yeah. And, I will say this from experience too. My wife is a huge Starbucks fan. If you are someone that's stopping there every day, you absolutely should have the app and any type of loyalty, rewards, program, anything they have. Because if you're not going to cut that out of your routine, you might as well earn some perks on that as well. So that's with anything, whether it be Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, small local coffee shops, whatever it might be. Just try to, again, get the most out of it if you are going to continue that as your routine.
Hard agree. I have heard many, many a star from their vanilla sweet cream cold brew. All right, let's hop over to our product spotlight. And today we are talking about our financial well-being resources. So here at Affinity Federal Credit Union, we want you to know, want to know you better and offer you the best resources to help you on your financial journey. Our professionals are here to assist you in reaching your goals with confidence. Wherever you are in your financial journey, we can lend a helping hand with numerous tools to enhance your financial well-being, including articles, webinars, credit counseling tools, and more. Our extensive blog library covers topics such as personal banking, auto buying, credit, and credit cards, as well as even more. Interested in learning more about home buying, budgeting tips, theft prevention, and more from our experts? Register for our free online webinars and seminars today. Affinity also offers free credit counseling services through Navicore Solutions and Consolidated Credit. Both organizations offer extensive credit report and budget reviews and provide guidance to enhance your future financial plans. You can learn more at affinityfcu.com. As well as another great resource is our recently graduated certified well-being coaches, and they're now available to schedule an appointment with at your local branch. Check out the schedule appointment tool on our website and see what's available at your local branch today. All right, Sean, so we talked about a lot today, talked about, you know, what our finances have been looking like for this year, a little bit of reflection on last year, you know, what we're going to do for our financial purge, how our listeners can do their own financial purge. You know, what are your final thoughts on today's episode?
Yeah, final thoughts. Again, always a treat being able to spend some time with you, Grant. And I hope the listeners are enjoying it as much as I am. I always encourage our members, our listeners, anybody out there in our communities to come visit us in one of our local branches, give us a call at our 800 number, or even just stop on our website and check out the products and services we have to offer, the resources that we have. We are an organization that really takes pride in the financial well-being of our members, and we want to make sure that we are giving them as much or as little direction or resources as they choose. Everybody is a little bit different. So again, working with people who really need the hand-holding and they want to dive deep into their finances, we are here for you. If there is someone who just wants the high level, hey, can you point me in the right direction, but I prefer to go about it on my own and just know that I have you there as a resource, we are here for you in that way as well. So again, I encourage anybody, if you have not already, please, you know, reach out to us. We would love to have you as a member. If you are a member and it's been a little bit since we've connected, definitely reach out to us. We're happy to engage with you a little further and make sure that you're in a good financial situation, because that means a lot to us.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Words of wisdom from my co-wombat. Well, I want to thank you all so much for listening today. I hope this was another enlightening episode for you. Just a reminder that if you do want to send us a question or a comment for a future member mailbag segment, you can send it to us at AffinityFCU on Facebook or X/Twitter with the hashtag member mailbag. And then, of course, we always appreciate if you rate, like, subscribe for more Wellbeing in Your Wallet podcast. You can find more information about financial well-being and Affinity products at affinityfcu.com. And as always, thanks for listening and be well.